Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir, Daf Tezvav. We begin at the Mishnah about 5-6 lines down from the top of Tezvav and Ra'alef. Today, we're learning Lili Nishmas Joan Sayevitz, Devora Chanya, Bas Shlomo Tzvi, and also Herman Stein, Chaim Ben Avraham. All the Mishnahs we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. Okay, we begin the new Mishnah. The Mishnah continues in the series of Mishnayos that we've been having. We'll actually finish off the second perek today, so this is the culmination of the series of Mishnayos in the second perek with the following. Hareini Nazir L'Chashiyah Libein. The person says, I will become a Nazir in Yitz Hashem when I have a son. And then he adds the second statement, the Nazir Me'ayom. And I also take upon myself the Naziris for 100 days, separate from the fact that he has a son. So Olam Farsh pointed out the critical factor over here is that he first says that he will have a son and become a Nazir then. And then the second factor is he takes upon himself a separate Naziris unrelated to having children for 100 days. Now, the Tosos, as well as the Rush to this, Tosos is a little bit easier to read, so we'll look inside Tosos. Can be found for this Gemara on Yud Gimel Omid Beis at the very top with the Dibur Maskal Harini Nazir Kishayia Li Ve. So let's read this Tosos inside. It's an important Tosos, so it'll help us understand the Gemara. Pirish, what's going on over here? The Stam Naziris Tevi Shloshim Yom. When he says, I'll be a Nazir if I have a son, that's a 30-day Naziris. Then he says, I take upon myself a Nazir Me'a Yom, separate. That's his second statement. So he has a 100-day Naziris Dinafshe, which is his own Naziris. We call again the first one Bino, and the second one is Dinafshe, for himself, Shalom. Vahashtanami Kibel Naziris Dibino Beresha. Critical point here is that he first took upon himself the Naziris for his son, the Hischel Limnos Naziros Dinafshe Kuf Yom. But his son wasn't born yet, so he said, I'm going to start doing my Naziris, the second Naziris, the one Shalom Dinafshe, first. Now, the Nolad Lo Bein Ad Shivim V'Yom Shivim Nami B'chlal. He has the child born to him within the first 70 days that he's counting his Naziris for his second Naziris, the one that's Dinafshe B'Shalom. So Lo Hivsid Klum. The Mishnah will tell us he doesn't lose anything. What does that mean, Pirush? Achrei Sheneziris Bino Shel Shloshim Yom Muvloyim Toch Kuf Yom. Since the 30 days he's now going to have to do, since he took upon himself that first, he said, Harini Nozik Shili Bain, so that pushes aside his second Naziris, which he was doing with Shalom, so he has to stop the Naziris Shalom and start immediately counting the Naziris for his son. So as long as it's within the first 70 days, so it can get swallowed up entirely within that Naziris, and he can double count. So as he's counting the 30-day Naziris for his new son, Kishili Avain, he can still continue counting his 100-day Naziris. And therefore, it says on the side, V'lochein Amrinon, instead of the word V'lo, V'lochein Amrinon, Hani Kuf Yom Olim L'Naziris Dibino V'Gam L'Meya Yom D'Navshe. So you have here the interesting opportunity for him to double count. The 30 days that he's counting counts twice, once for his new 30-day Naziris for a Bino, but it continues to count for the 30 days that is Shalom. The Afagav de Miyad Kishivoli Bino Tzorach Laniach Shalom Limno Shal Bino, even though he has to stop his own count and start his son's count, since there still is enough time left to do both. Because the reason why, Shari Kiblu Tchila Kidam Ale'el, Afilu Halchi, nevertheless, even the Shal Bino Muvloyin Beso Chamei Yom, since there's enough time for the 30 days for his son to be swallowed up within the 100 days, he still has at least 30 days left. Therefore, Olim L'Shal Bino U'L'Shalo. It works for both himself, his count, and for his son's count. So therefore, he just will have to have a total of 100 days of Naziris, B'Yashlim Me'a Yom, and then, at the conclusion of the 100 days, he'll have counted 100 for himself, and included in that are the 30 for his son. And he does one taglachas, v'yigaleach al shneim, a single taglachas. However, v'yavi shnei korbanos, he'll have to bring the olah shlomim l'chatas for himself, and the olah shlomim l'chatas for bino. V'hu adin le'el, this is what we learned previously, when he said, ki'am harini nazir, kishyeli bein, the nazir, and then he took upon himself an additional naziris, v'hizkim nos eshalal. So if he was counting his own first, but then he has the obligation for his son, it pushes his aside. So im no le lo habein le minyan of yom echad, if the very same day he took both Naziruses, his son is born, it can count 30 for both of them. The osen shloshim yom olim Hayu libno uli atzmo. In that situation as well, from the previous Mishnah, he could have counted just one 30-day period of time, and that would have incorporated the one for himself, which he started, but that very same day his son was born, it could also incorporate his son. The Kivin Shobin no move la bishalatzmo, it's totally swallowed up in his own. The Aidi Lamid Yom, they're both only 30 days. And in this situation, the son was born on day one. So in that situation, he can have both of them count in the 30-day period of time. He double counts. And then Tosus points out what I've already mentioned, the Dafka, Kikibel Naziras Dibino Beresha. This is only if he took upon himself the Areni Nazir Kisheli Bain first. The Miyad, in that situation, Shinolat, as soon as the child is born, have his Zakuk Limnosa, so he's obligated to do that count first. So therefore, Mahani Havlo, then he can swallow it up and have both count at the same time. Avokibel Naziris Demei Yom Bereisha, but if he took the 100 on upon himself first, just the regular 100 Naziris Bishalau, Afilu no lav lo haben kodem ein yom, then even if the son is born within the first 70 days, so you could theoretically double count it, it won't work. Tzarech lahashlim hameya yom bereisha, then in that situation, he counts his 100 days alone, just for himself, kishikibel lav tchila, because he accepted upon himself that one first. And the lo chayil naziris b'noa lav, and his son's naziris that he took upon himself, she'eli bein, will not start counting ad hashlamas naziruso, until he completes his own naziris. Ella mashlim naziris kuf, in that situation, he'll count the 100 days for himself first, via galeach, he'll do the taglachas, the yovi korban, the naziruso, and bring the three korbanos. Actually, he does the three korbanos first, and then he does the taglachas. Then he'll do the 30 days for his son. And therefore, it'll be a total of 130 days. And then he'll bring his korbanos and do the taglachas on day 31. So this is the understanding that Tosfos has in our Mishnah. Now, let's look inside again in our Mishnah. We'll see this inside. So, Hareini Nazir Sheli Vein. He first takes upon himself the Naziris that when he has a son, he'll be a Nazir for 30 days. Then he says, and I also start right now the Nazir Meyom, and then Nolad Lo Bein Ad Shivim, as long as within the first 70 days, Lo Hifsid Klum, as we understood this by Tosfos, that he doesn't lose anything. In other words, he can double count. La Achar Shivim Yom, however, if it's after 70 days, then he won't be able to double count. So, now the Gersin we have is Soser Shivim, but if you look in the next Tosfos, on Daf Yogimum Beis, Li Achar Shivim Hainu Ayin Aleph, on day 71 or beyond, Soser, now he says, Velo Garsinan Soser Shivim. He says, we don't go and say that it's Soser Shivim, but it means just Soser, because it doesn't mean that he's Soser any of the days. In fact, he just stops counting the days of his own Naziris, and he begins the Naziris for his son and counts 30 days. And the reason it is, she'ein taglachas pochus b'shloshim yom, because you must have at least 30 days of hair in order to do taglachas. Now let's understand this as well by going back to that Tosos on your Gimel Amud Beis, the next Tosos, li'achar shivim, which means hainu ayin alev, soser, v'lo garsin and soser shivim yom. Because d'ha eino soser, it's not really knocking it apart, ayin, the 70 days. V'ochi b'rusha, this is what it means. He means miniach eshlo, he stops his count that he's been doing for himself, Umona es shobino, and he starts counting for his son. The lav dafka soser, and it doesn't really mean that he uproots like we've been using the lashon of soser until now. Kilomar meiniach es minyano, he stops his own count. Let's say he was on day 71, so he stops that. Umona shloshim dibno, and he counts now 30 days for his son. Shein taglach kachas pachus bishloshim yom, because he has to have at least 30 days there to do the taglachas for his son. Pirish lekach in olim shar hayomim. Sha'ad kuf yomim l'naziris dibno, fi she'ein naziris dibno, pachos b'shloshim yom. He can't double count over here because the count that he has, he still needs only 29 days from his own naziris, but he needs 30 days for his son. V'lek olam yom ad gemar hashlomas meya, since there aren't 30 days left to complete the 100, he's already on day 71 or more. V'lekach zokuk l'hafslik minyonu, he has to stop that minyon. Hold the nimshach dibno ayimein eziruso, because he has to start counting his son, and the lashon taglachas ena muchuvan. And he likewise says the lashon of taglachas here doesn't mean specifically he does the taglachas. Then the tvei havala lemeimar shein ezirus pachas b'sholshim yom, because nezirus can't be for less than 30 days. The nakat shein taglachaso lemeimar mikashiyashlim shel bino yachzil minyano yashlim nezirus hakuf yom. So here he doesn't do a taglachas after the 30 days. What happens is he counts the 30 days for his son. Then he goes back and is mashlim whatever was left, the 29 days, 28 days, 23 days, whatever was left from the original 100 days for his own Naziris. V'yagaleach b'sof kol haminyan achas l'kulan. And he does one taglachas, which let's say would be 130 days after 130 days. He did, let's say, 71 days for himself. Then he does 30 for the new son that's born. And then he finishes off the other 29 days that he's left. So it'll be a total of 130 days. And then he does a single taglachas. And he doesn't do a haircut after the 30 days for his son, because the imkein lo yichol hashlim acha nazirus shelo deleka shloshim yom nazirus, and he would only have 29 days left. So therefore, he doesn't do the taglachas now after the son's 30 days. He waits till the 29 days that he still owes are completed, and then after 130 days, he does one taglachas, bringing the two sets of kabanos for each of his naziruses. He'll bring the ola shlomim and the chatas for his son, and he'll bring the ola chatas and shlomim for his own nazirus. So this is the way Tosos understands our Mishnah. Tosos then has a whole additional Haggah over there. We'll leave it simple like this for now. There are different ways to understand our Mishnah. I picked one, Tosos. I thought it was the easiest for us to go through. And now we start the Gemara. Amar Rav. Rav tells us, Yom Shivim Ola Lekan Olekan. Rav points out a very important din of Mixas Hayom Kekulo. He says, in this situation, on the 70th day, so the person who was already doing the zero 7 days for himself, and then his son is born on day 70, so day 70 can count for both his original Naziris for himself, Shiloh, as well as the start of the 30 days for his son. And in this way, Rav would say that he only has to do 100 days. The 30 days that he's doing for his son also counts for the 30 days for his own Naziris, because we say Mixas Hayom Kekulo, so it can count for both. It counts both for his own Naziris as well as for his son's Naziris. The more questions this and says, Tanan, but wait a second, our Mishnah said, No Ladlo Ad Shivim, it said up till 70 days, Lo Hifsid Klum, he hasn't lost anything. But according to Rav, so not only hasn't he lost anything, he's actually gained something. It shouldn't have said Lo Hifsid Klum, it should have said he was Marviach. If Rav is telling us that day 70 can count both for the first Naziris, his own Naziris, as well as it can count for the first day of his son's Naziris, so then that actually would shorten, instead of being 100 days of full Naziris, it should actually only be 99 days. And therefore, is gure miskar. It shouldn't have said lo hifsid klum. It should have said he actually gains a day. Because if day 70 counts as day one of the new Naziris, so then after 30 days of the new Naziris, it's only going to be day 99. If day 70 is actually day 1, so then day 30 will be day 99. And if he's allowed to go and do his taglachas on day 100, the day after that, for the 30 days for his son, because if day 70 is day 1, so then day 99 is going to be day 30, and then he can do the taglachas on day 100, so then he can do the taglachas for both the first and the second Naziris that he's counting, his Shiloh and Bino. And therefore, he actually gains a day, because technically, he could have done the taglachas on day 100, midirabanan, as we pointed out previously, we make him do it on day 101, because in case he had said shleimim, he had said 30 full days, so we make you do the taglachas on day 31. But technically, mitzvah kekulo, if you take upon yourself 30 days in zeros, you could technically do the taglachas on day 30. So we say normally wait till day 31, but here he is already on day 31 for the 30-day Naziris, so then we would allow him to go and do the taglachas on day 100 and not day 101. So instead of saying lo hifsid klum, if Rav is right, we should have said over here that is gure miskar. We should have said he was marviach a day. So Gemara says you're right. Elabedin hu de lo lisnei ad shivim. Technically, it didn't have to say up to shivim. However, umishum diktani seifa achar shivim soser, and again we delete the word shivim, the way Tosus is goris. So since the seifa uses a lashon of achar shivim, so therefore for parallelism, the ratio also says kani ratio shivim. So therefore, just to keep things parallel, that's why we said shivim. But technically, it should have been shivim the echad in the ratio in order to be lo hifsid klum. Then the taglachas would be on day 101, because if it's on day 71, then we say mixtasiyam kakulo, so then day 100 is the completion of the 30 days, and then on day 31, which is day 101, he would do one single taglachas for both, and therefore it's lo hifsid klum. So for parallelism, since we're saying in the sefer, achar shivim, so therefore in the ratio we say ad shivim. Fine. Gemara still questions Rav and says, wait a second, Toshma Misefa. But read that Sefa of the Mishnah. It says, Nolad Achar Shivim Soser. Again, we delete the word Shivim, like Tosus had said. If the person had the child after 70 days, then he is Mafsid. He has to go. He's Soser. Again, he can't double count. Doesn't mean he actually knocks anything off, as we explained, but he can't double count. But how come? After all, Rav said on day 71, mixes a yom kukulo, so then he shouldn't be mafsid anything. He should be able to double count according to Rav. Day 71 would be day 71 for the first Naziris, would also be day 1 of the second Naziris, Lipno, and therefore that should end on day 100, and he should be able to do a single taglachas for both of them on day 101, and lo hifsid klum. Why does it say that he's soser? Meaning that he did lose something, he can't double count. So the Gemara explains, no, what would Rav mean when it says, Achar Shivim Yom, it doesn't mean on day 71, it actually means day 72. My Achar, it means Achar, Achar. It's a double Achar. As you can see in Tosus over here. Now, Tosus here is on our daf, on daf Tezvav, on the Aleph. It says, Pirush, Shenolad Biyom Ayin Beis, that we're actually talking about in the Sefer of the Mishnah, that the child was born on day 72 of the Naziris. And therefore, you won't have the 30 days of the first count left. You only have 28 days left, and therefore, it can't double count. Okay, so that it means, achar means, achar, achar means day 72 and not day 71. So the Gemara says, aval achar mamish, my, but on day 71, the day after day 70, what would be the halacha? Like we just said, hochanami de lo sosa. It won't make him lose, and in fact, he'll be able to double count and do 100 from the first Nazirah Shiloh, and then 30 from the Nazirah Bino, which starts on day 71. Both of them end on day 100 and day 30, respectively. And then you do the single taglachas on day 101, day 31, respectively, and everything is good. Lo sosa. If that's true, ihachi, my irya, the Tony Nolad Ad Shivim Lo Hifsid Klum, Afilu Acha Shivim Nami, on day 71 as well. Ha'amis Lo Sosa. We just pointed out that it wouldn't be Sosa. So why did it say Ad Shivim? It should have said Ad Shivim Yecha. Elish Mami No Achar Mamish. Therefore, obviously, that way that we just explained that it meant Achar Achar can't be correct. And in fact, Elish Mami No Achar Mamish, V'chein Masnisin L'Rav, Shmami No. In fact, this is a problem according to Rav, and therefore there is no way that our Mishnah could be in accord with Rav. No, we normally can say Rav Tanahu Pali, but we don't like to say that. But clearly, Rav's understanding of Mitzvah Yom Kukulo doesn't fit in with our understanding of the Mishnah. So therefore, the Gemara says, well, who does Rav hold like? Again, we could say Rav Tanahu Pali, but we don't like to say that. So we're going to find a Tanaic opinion that holds like Rav. The Rav holds like that Tanaic opinion. The first one that we'll try to bring down will be from Abishol, which we'll reject, but then we'll have the second one from Rav Yossi, which will be accepted. So the Gemara says, Rav, Kiman Amr L'Shvayse, who does Rav hold like? Let us say, Ilemo Ki Abishol. Maybe he holds like this, Tana Abishol, from the following Braisa. This is a Braisa Moed Katan, which says, the Tana. And you see on the side, since it's a Braisa, it really should be the Tanya. Bryce is normally used the terminology the Tanya, albeit every now and then we do use the term the Tanan, but Tanan is usually reserved for a Mishnah. In any event, the Tanya, Hakol v'res meso shloshe yomim kolim l'regel. Now this is not l'halacha, but this is a famous Mishnah in Moed Katan that teaches us, according to this opinion, that we know that even sitting Shiva for one moment, a short, very short period of time, knocks off the Shiva. Let's say, Rachmona Litzlan, somebody loses somebody on Erev Sukkis. So they are sitting only for 15 minutes on Erev Sukkis, and then Sukkis comes, so that knocks off the Shiva. But this opinion of Abba Shol in this Brisa is different, and that says that you need a minimum of 3 days of Shiva to knock off the Shiva when a Yontif comes, when one of the Regalim come, or when Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur come. So, in this situation, if there's at least a 3 day period of time before the regel, meaning Pesach, Sukkos, or Shavuos, or as well Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, they knock off then the Shiva. As long as there's 3 days of Shiva, the regel will knock off the remainder of the Shiva. You don't have the full Shiva, you'll just have those 3 days. And this is based upon that the first 3 days are more severe type of avelos, and once you've concluded that, it can knock off the Shiva. And this is based upon Avram went to be Masbit Sarah and Livkosa, so there's two separate periods of time. And we break up the Shiva into the first 3 days and the remainder of the Shiva. So batel mimenu geri shiva in the situation where there is at least 3 days of shiva. Again, we passing even 15 minutes, even 5 minutes, even a short period of time will knock off the shiva as long as you sat shiva for something when the regal comes. So that's Abba Shaul's opinion, you need 3 days. And then he says, if you sat, I'm sorry, this is the Tanakhama, we haven't yet gotten to Abba Shaul. So if you sat 8 days, Shmona Yomim, Kodim L'Regel, you had the 7 days of Shiva and 1 day of the Shloshim, so the Tanakhama says, Batel Mimenu Gzeiras Shloshim, then that day knocks off the rest of the Shloshim if a Regel comes. And this is the Halacha L'Maaseh as well, that if you have even 1 day of Shloshim and then the Regel comes, it knocks off the rest of the Shloshim. The Tanakhama says, likewise, in this situation, normally you're not allowed to go take a haircut during the Shloshim. So in this situation, which is in the start of the Shloshim on day 8, because of Kovod Yontif, that you shouldn't go into Yontif looking like a Menuhel. If the person did not do that, the Tanakhama holds, also Lasaper Acha Rego. Then he says, if you don't want to have the Rego knock off the rest of the Shloshim because you didn't prepare, so to say, for the Rego, so then Take won't, and you'll still have to count the full Shloshim after the Rego. That's the Tanakhama's opinion, the Lo Siper Ever Rego. You didn't take advantage of giving cover to the Yontif, so then Take, also Lasaper Acha Rego. Then you have to count the full Shloshim. Now, we turn to Tesvav and Beis, and now we introduce Abba Shaul's opinion, which would be like Rav, we want to suggest. Abba Shaul disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he says, Abba Shaul Omer, no. Afilu lo siper kodem regel. Even if he didn't take a haircut before the regel, muter lesaper achar regel. The regel knocks off the shloshim, and he adds, shekishem shemitzvah shloshim evatel is gzera shiva. Abba Shaul does hold like the Tanakhama that you need 3 days of shiva to knock off the rest of the shiva if the regel comes. A minimum of 3 days. If you have less than 3 days, then it won't knock it off. But he says, if you've had 3 days, so then just like the shiva is batel, the shiva is knocked off, mevatel is gzera shiva, so too, mitzas hayom kikulo, day 7, can function as the 7th day of the shiva and also the 1st day of the shloshim. And kach mitzvah shiva mivatel zeris lamed. So if you had a 7th day, so that will knock off the shloshim. You don't need an 8th day. Mitzvah yom kekulo on the 7th day will knock it off. Oh, Abba Shaul says mitzvah yom kekulo just like Rav, and that's what the Gemara says. My time with Abba Shaul. What's the rationale over here of Abba Shaul? Isn't it lav mishum de kesov arshvi ole lekan u lekan? Doesn't that indicate that the 7th day counts as the 7th day of the Shiva, but also counts as the 1st day of the Shloshim. Exactly like Rav holds, the day 70 in our Mishnah could count as the 1st day of the next Naziris, but also counts as day 70 of the 1st Naziris. And day 71, the same thing. It can count as the 1st day of the next Naziris, but also counts as day 71 of the 1st Naziris. So Mixas Yom Kekulu can count as both. So isn't Rav going like Abba Shaul? Says lav dafka, not necessarily, because Dilma Adkan lo komar Abba Shaul ela biavelus zayin dirabonon. Maybe the only reason Abba Shaul is nekel but mixes yom kekulos is because it's din dirabonon. Avelus is a din dirabonon, as the top Tosos points out in the middle of the Tosos. There's no black dibra maskel there, but there is a two dots there, and he says ela biavelus dirabonon. Dibinat Torah ain't all avel ela yom rishon, that we only have 1 day of Avelus midaraisa, and that's from based upon a pasuk in Amos, the Pesiv, v'achriso kiyomar. So therefore, that alludes to the idea that the 1st day is a din daraisa of Avelus. Avu b'nezirus daraisa, but nezirus, which is the whole thing daraisa, the darshina mikra, that's based on the pasukim, the debayinu lamid yom, you need 30 days nezirus, so lo amina, the mix siyom, o lo lukan lukan. So maybe Abba Shaul would not agree with Rav. In a din darabonon, of Adelus, okay, so the 7th day could count as the 7th day of the Shiva and also as the 1st day of the Shloshim, because it's a Din Derabbanan. But in regards to Naziris, who says that Abba Shaul holds like Rav, and that Rav's opinion that day 71 could count for both the day 71 of his own Naziris and day 1 of his son's Naziris, and therefore they could overlap and you can double count, who says that Abba Shaul holds like that? But no, is it the Raisa Lo? Maybe not. So therefore, you can't necessarily align Rav up like Abba Shaul. We don't have a proof for that, but we can certainly say that maybe Abba Shaul only says that it's a din in a din derabbanan, but it wouldn't hold that way in a din daraisa. So that's not a conclusive proof, so we have to reject the idea that Rav is holding like Abba Shaul. So now we bring the final answer, Ela Rav Domek Rav Yossi. Rav holds like the Tanoic opinion of Rav Yossi. What is that? The Tanya. We learn the following brisa. Rav Yossi Omer, Rav Yossi's opinion is, Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom, Sheshachatu Vizorku Aleha, B'Sheni Shalah, V'Yachakach Rosa, Harezu Eina Ocheles. However, Pturim Elasus Pesach Sheni. Now I said a mouthful. I said an awful lot. Now we'll go and dissect it very, very carefully. So we have to know the din of Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. Nida Raisa, a woman's cycle is broken up into 7 days of Nida, and then there are 11 days of potential Yemei Ziva. During the 7 days of Nida, if a woman sees anything, she's Tomei Tumas Nida, doesn't make a difference whether she sees all 7 days, sees only one time during the 7 days, she's a Nida, it's for 7 days, and boom, at the end of that, on the Raisa level, she goes to the mikvah, and she's Tohra. There's no Zayin Nekiyim, that's the Din Mida Raisa for a Nida. But then you have, on a Daraisa level, the next 11 days, which are called Yemei Ziva, the potential days of Ziva. If a woman sees once during these 11 days, so then she has to be what's called a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. She has to have one clean day, Kineged that day. If she sees 2 days, so she still needs only one clean day, Kineged those 2 days. But if she sees 3 times, then she's what's called a Ziva Gedola, and she has to count Zayin Nekiyim. So when her blood stops, then she has to count Zayin Nekiyim, then she'll bring a Korban, and only after that will she be Tahora to her husband and be able to eat kachin. Okay, now, in this situation, the woman was during the Yemei Ziva, and she saw blood 1 day. So she has to count the next day as a total clean day. Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. That's the situation we're talking about. The woman saw 1 day, or technically she could have seen 2 days of blood, and now she's on the next day when she's what's called the Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. If she has a clean day, the entire day, then she's Tahora. She isn't a Zava Gedola. Now, this happened to be Erev Pesach, and she was expecting to be Tahora to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. So when they shechted the Korban Pesach, they had her in mind, because at that moment, she had started her clean day, sheshachatu v'zarku alah, and they shechted her, they included her in the Korban Pesach, and they did the zrika of the Korban Pesach dam on her behalf as well, to be able to eat a kezayis, at least of that Korban Pesach. And this was b'sheni shalom, on the day that she was holding as a clean day, after either the 1 or 2 days which she had seen blood. So at this point in time, when they shechted the Korban Pesach and they did the Zrika of the Korban Pesach on her behalf as well, she was Tahora. However, the Acha Kach Ros, but then that very day, she then saw blood. On Erev Pesach, after they shechted the Korban Pesach, she then saw blood discharge again. So in this situation, Hare Zu Eino Chalas, she's now not a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. So let's make it nice and simple. She had seen on Yud Gimel Ador, she had seen blood. That was during the days of Yemei Ziva, so she now needs Yudalit to be a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. In the middle of the day in Yudalit, she still hadn't seen blood. They shechted the Korban Pesach and did the Zrika, including her in its behalf. And she subsequently, in the afternoon of Yudalit, after the Korban Pesach was shechted and the Zrika was done, she saw B'sheni Shlo on this day of Yudalit, she saw V'achakach Rosa. Now, Harezu Ein Ochelah, she can't eat the Korban Pesach because she is now considered still to be Temeya. So she can't eat the Korban Pesach. However, she doesn't have to bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Upturu Melasos Pesach Sheni, because she was counted in this Korban Pesach. Now, my time with Rav Yossi, why did Rav Yossi say this? Isn't it because Lab Mishum Dekshav Mixes Yom Kekulo? So on day Yudalit, when she starts off the morning of Yudalit not seeing blood, we count that as if Mitzvah Yom Kula, as if the whole day she didn't see blood, and therefore they can check the Korban Pesach on her behalf, and if in fact she doesn't see blood the rest of the day, she can eat the Korban Pesach that night of Tezvav, or the Tezvav. Now, we delete the words Mimai V'Duma Mishum Dekshavar, as the Vilna Gaon and Tosos both say. And if you look in the Tosos, the Girsa should be my time of the Rav Yossi, lav mishum mitzvah sayon kekulo, umikan ulahabo hi mitama. And it's only from here and on. We have the Girsa hu mitame. I'm assuming the Gemara is talking about hu mitame means the days are making her tame, whereas the Tosos Girsa is that we're talking about her, so she can now become tameya if she sees blood after they shech the Korban Pesach on her behalf, and do the Zrika on her behalf, at that point in time, he's in Mixas Yom Kekulo. So the beginning of Yudalit counted as the Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, and therefore she's Tahora, and they can shech the Korban Pesach on her behalf. And then when she sees blood, after they shechted the Korban Pesach and did the Zrika, that's Mixas Yom Kekulo, and that counts as a day of Tumah for her. So my time with Rav Yossi, he's saying that this is exactly the reason. Isn't it because Lav Mishum Dekshav Mixas Yom Kekulo, Umikan ulahaba hi mitama, and therefore it retroactively counts as both a clean day and as a day of tuma. Ah, this is exactly Rav Shita, that the same day can count two different ways. It makes us a yom kekulo. Rav holds like Rav Yossi. Like Mora wants to suggest, maybe not. Umisa Rav Yossi hachi. Does Rav Yossi really hold Mitzvah Yom Kekulo as Rav does? For Tanya, we have a different price where it teaches us Rav Yossi Omer. Rav Yossi holds as follows. Zov Baal Shtei Rios, a man who has a discharge, only requires two discharges for a man to be a Zov that has to count Zayin Nikiyim. A woman, it's three discharges. A man, it's only two discharges. So Zov Baal Shtei Rios, he now has to count Zayin Nikiyim, and on the seventh day of his Zayin Nikiyim, it's Erev Pesach, it's your Dalet of Nisan. So Sheshachatu V'Zar Kol HaBishvi, so now he counts as that being his seventh day, he'll be tohar that night, and hopefully be able to eat from the Korban Pesach. So they shech the Korban Pesach, and they do the Zrika on his behalf as well. Or similarly, V'chein Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, if the woman had in the Yimei Ziva saw on Yud Gimel, and now Yud Dalet is counting as the Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom to make her tohara and to be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night of Or L'Tezvav, so V'chein Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom Sheshotu V'zar Kol Ha'as, so she's been clean all day up until the time they shechted the Korban Pesach and did the Zrika, and only afterwards, the Achekach Ro, either the Zav saw Ria on day 7 after they shechted the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, or the woman sees a discharge after the Shechtet Korban Pesach did the Zrika on her behalf on Erev Pesach, on Yud Dalet, after the Shechita and Zrika, they both saw, so Afal Pi Shemetame Mishka V'Moshe L'Mafreya, even though the Zav would now be able to be Metame, on the strictest level, he is a full Zav, that he's Metame, Mishkov U'Moshov L'Mafreya, everything that he came into contact with during the entire 6 days beforehand, and the seventh day, anything that he sat on, he is a full Zav, he's didn't become tar. So there's Mishkav U'Moshav, anything that he sits on all the way down to the bottom is going to become Tomei with Tumas Medris. So this is a special type of Tumah that the Zav or the Zava would have when they sit on something that not only the one that they're touching, but even the ones that they're not touching all become Tomei like an Ava Tumah. So in this situation, Afa Bisha Metame Mishkav U'Moshav L'Mafreya, in retrospect, the 7 days that he counted were nothing, and he was considered a full Zav during that entire period of time. Nevertheless, Rav Yossi holds Peturim Elasas Pesach Sheni. So he's parted to make a Pesach Sheni. So you do see over here that Rav Yossi holds that the Tumah is L'Mafreya. So how can you tell me Mitzvah Yom Kikula? The Gemara says, no, you're misunderstanding. My L'Mafreya, the word L'Mafreya over here is only Midrabbanan. The rabbis instituted an additional stringency over here to say that anything that he sat upon has Tumas Medrash, this Mishkav U'Moshav Tumah, but it's only Midrabbanan. And I'll show you that this is right, the Gemara says, Hochanami Mistavra, because otherwise, if you're telling me that it really is Metamin Mishkav U'Moshav L'Mafreya, these are the Daita Midaraisa, so then I might be Turim L'Asas Pesach Sheni. So then how come he's part of it making Pesach Sheni? So absolutely the din is that Rav Yossi holds, as Rav does, that Mixes Yom Kikulo. And on the Daraisa level, when he's tar for part of Yud Dalet, so that's the seventh day, and that's it. He's Ois Zov, and they can shech the Korban Pesach on his behalf, do the Zrika on his behalf, and if he stays tar, he'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. And now when he sees it, so we do apply Mixes Yom Kikulo, so Mikan Ulahaba, he's now going to be Tomei again. But the Korban Pesach was shechted on his behalf, was kosher, and therefore he's part to Milasus Pesach Sheni. Only Midirabbanan, did they add a stringency over here and say, retroactively, we're going to go back and make things Midirabbanan, Mitamin Mishkav U'Moshav. So this is a raya that Rav Yossi actually holds like Rav. Gemara says, maybe not. You can't bring me a raya. Maybe, lo'olam em l'chotum d'araisa. No, in fact, retroactively, he is Tomei Midaraisa. Aye, how come then he's Ptur Milasus Pesach Sheni? So this is a unique din. Tahom de Ziva Hitiru. There's a special din of Tumas HaTahom, which applies by a mace that was buried in the ground, and nobody was aware that this burial was there. So the body's deep underground, and you passed over it, and you, in this situation, are Matame, what's called Tumas HaTahom, but you don't know it. You only subsequently find out about it. So Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, we say that you're only Tame from that point and onward. We don't go retroactively and say that anything that you did, it's no good. So in this situation, we want to suggest that maybe Rav Yossi holds that Ziva is like Tumas HaTahom. Albeit the Rosh points out that's not the Halacha L'Maisa. The Rosh points out in Dibra Maskil, Lo, Tumah Ziva Betom Hitiru, he points out that this din, at the end of this Dibra Maskil, says, the Lo Hitiru Tumas HaTahom Elu L'Mais. That's a special din only by Mais Bovad. The Kachi Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. This is the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that this Tumas HaTahom only works by mace. But we want to suggest right now, this opinion suggests that Rav Yossi possibly holds that this would apply even for Tumas Ziva. It's also something that you don't know about. You're not expecting it. It's hidden away. And therefore, one could equate Rav Yossi theoretically with Tumas Tahom by Tumas Mace with Tumas of Tahoma, of Ziva, and therefore say that in fact, on a Daraisa level, Metame retroactively Mishkav Moshav, and it's a special din of Tuma Ziva to Tahom, that you're still Potter Milasos Pesach Sheni. So that's another way to learn Rav Yossi, but Rav could certainly learn Rav Yossi the first way that we learned him, and therefore Rav holds like Rav Yossi. And indeed, the Gemara continues, the Afra Rav Yoshaya, Sovelam Afreyad Mid Ravon. Rav Yoshaya holds also that Rav Yossi holds that this din is like Rav, that it's only Mafreya Mid Ravon, but on the Daraisa level, in Atame, and therefore Mitzayom Kikulo. Because the Tanya, we learned in the following Braisa, now points out on the side, it really shouldn't be the Tanya, because Ruchia and Rav Yoshaya, who were the redactors of the accepted Braisas, were only Amoroyim themselves. And therefore, we don't use the Tanya for a statement of Rav Yoshaya. So therefore, on the side, it points out, Nami Omrinan, the Omar Rav Yoshaya. The Rav Yoshaya says, and then we have the Girsa of the Bach here, who says that Omer instead of Omar, and he says, Zov Haroa Bishvi Shelo, Kach Tzorich Lomar. So we'll read it the way that we combine over here the Masoros HaShas on the side and the Bach. So the right way to read this would be Omar Rav Yoshaya, or Rav Yoshaya Omer. Zov Haroa Bishvi Shelo, if a Zov were to see on his seventh day, so ser es Shalafonav. Rav Yoshaya says that it would ruin all the days beforehand. However, the Amar Le Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan tells Rav Yoshaya, Lo Nistor El Yomo, it only ruins that day. It doesn't ruin the six preceding days. It only ruins that day seven. So Gemara says, that doesn't make any sense. Manushach, either way you want to look at it, Rav Yochanan doesn't make any sense. Isosar, Kulosasar. If you're telling me that it's Sosar, then it should be Sosar all the days beforehand, not only day seven, but all the first 6 days as well. And if you're telling me it's not Sosar, because Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, Ilosasar, Lo Nistor El Yomo, then it shouldn't be Sosar anything. So Gemara says, Elo Eima, no, Lo Nistar Velo Yomo. So the right way to understand Rav Yochanan is that it's not Sosar anything. We can't mix the Yom Kikulo, and therefore it is perfectly good. And in response to this statement of Rav Yochanan's revision of his statement, V'yomalei, Rav Yoshaya said to Rav Yochanan, Ah! Rav Yossi koy kavasech. You are saying exactly like Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi holds like you. Domar mikanu lahaba mitame. Because we pointed out, mixes yom kakulo, it's only mikanu lahaba he's mitame. Bar Rav Yossi lemafreya diomar. I, and that which we said that Rav Yossi holds mevafreya with mitame mishkav moshav. So that's only midrabanan. My lemafreya midrabanan. And therefore, we see that Rav Yoshaya understood the way Rav Yochanan explained it, that it's only a din midrabanan, which is exactly the way Rav would understand Rav Yossi. Oh, Rav holds like Rav Yossi. Mark concludes the paragraph with one last question. According to this sheet of Rav Yossi that we hold, Mixiyam Kakulo, and the person is in fact not going to be a Zav in this situation, then how will you ever have a woman who is a Zav or a man who is a Zav? Rav Yossi, Michte, let's check this out. Sava Mixiyam Kakulo, if you hold Mixiyam Kakulo, so boom, as soon as you have a moment that is tar of not seeing, so then that knocks off the din. Mixiyam Kakulo, how would you ever have a Zav? Zavo Gemura, how would you ever have a woman that sees 3 days in a row? The Maisa Karban, that she would have to bring a Zavo Gedola and bring the Karbanos that a Zavo Gedola has to bring. Hechemish Karasla, how would you ever have that? Because, given the Chazio Bapagid Yoma, because when she sees something on part of the day, Idach Palgid Yoma, Solit Lolashimur. The second part of that day would be Mixed Seon Kikulo, and it would be Shomer Seon Kineged Yom. So, according to Yossi, how would you ever have done a Zavo Gedola? So one gives two teirutzim. Ibai same teirutz number one, the koshofel to loss yomei ba'de adade. She never has a free moment. She never has a clean moment. She's seeing flow continuously for 3 straight days, and therefore that's how you never have mitzvah kikulo. Alternatively, the ibai is more the chazya that she saw tlosu yomei somuch l'shkiyas achama that she saw right before shkiyas achama. So she didn't see anything that day, and then right before Shkia Sechama, she sees, and therefore there isn't time that day to say Mixa Yom Kikulo. The Lohavia shows the solid Leila Minyana. So there's no time left in that day. She sees a split second before Shkia Sechama. So you can't say Mixa Yom Kikulo in that situation because there's no time after that. The discharge was right before the Shkia Sechama, and then she sees right before the Shkia and right after the Shkia. So as Tosos points out over here, Lefi Shem is the bottom Tosos of the Perek, Mishani Dechazia, and he says, Lefi Shem is Suvodim B'tumma B'tchila Seyom U'Besofa. Since there's Tumma at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, there is no Mixas Yom Kekula. V'lekob em Shimur Klal, and you don't have a Shomer Yom Kineged Yom at all. And then on the third day, the Chin Yom Shlishi, Tomei b'tchilah. So at the very start of the day, she's metama, and therefore Hari Shloshi Yom Ritzufim, you have the three consecutive days to Mayin, and the woman therefore is going to be a Zava Gedola, the mixes Yom Shlishi Kakulo. Here we do apply mixes Yom Shkulo to make her Tmeya. Bam bam shimur bain time. There was no clean period in between that we can say mixes Yom Kakulo to negate the tumma that she had. Hadrin lecharini nazir, hadrin lecharini nazir, hadrin lecharini nazir. With this we conclude the beautiful second parak of Nazir. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we start the third parak. Have a great day.